an important acquisition by the Education Department has hit the rocks. One contractor got hold of earlier bid documents of its competitor, and even disclosure of that fact wasn't enough to save this one. We get more now from procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. And Joe, this is a case where I think even good intentions on most people's parts weren't enough to save a procurement.
Well, I think that's right, and it's got some lessons for what an agency should do when it learns about a violation of the Procurement Integrity Act. Procurement involved the recompetition of Education Department's contracts for IT services. It had those fulfilled in a single contract held by Dell for 10 years. And then it decided to move to multiple orders under the CEOSP program. During the acquisition for the follow-on contract, one competitor, SRA International, self-reported that a team member had possession of two proposals by Dell related to the prior contract, one for the contract, one for a mod. And after that, things happened really fast. A week after that notification, the Education Department notified Dell that it had learned about the two Dell proposals in the hands of a competitor. So now Dell knows that there's been a breach. 4 days after that, Dell wrote back to ED and said they considered that this was a violation of the Procurement Integrity Act. That was an important step. If someone learns about a violation of the Procurement Integrity Act, they've got 14 days to report it to the agency involved, or they lose the right to protest about it. The next day, which was about 2 weeks after the initial disclosure, the Department of Education decided that the violation didn't impact the procurement, and SRA could continue to participate. And a couple of days after that, they notified Dell that they'd made a determination about impact, but they didn't say what they decided. They didn't say we've made a decision, didn't say which way they came out. They also said they would continue to investigate, which left the matter kind of hanging a bit. Dell wasn't satisfied with that and filed a protest at GAO. And then the protest process unfolded.
Well, what's interesting here is that it wasn't like SRA went on an espionage expedition. One of its employees obtained this in some
manner.
Yeah,
it actually was an employee of a team member. The team member, as we'll find out, had obtained the information apparently improperly. Or at least that was the best theory as to how these proposals came to be kicking around. During the protest process, Dell asserted a theory for why SRA had this information, and that is that the employee involved, the team member employee, had decided, had previously had a job with another contractor that had conducted an analysis of Dell's contract with the Education Department for that department. So the department went out, hired them for advisory and assistance services, and that contractor had gotten access, of course, to the source documents, including the Dell proposals. So the contractor then, one of the employees, then subsequently went to work for the Dell competitor that was a member of the SRA team.
When you say team, you mean one of the subcontractors?
Yep, exactly.
So what this raises, then, is also the possibility of organizational conflict of interest.
That's exactly what happened, and Dell raised that issue as well. And GAO held for the protester on and against the agency on both issues. On the Procurement Act violation, Procurement Integrity Act violation, GAO determined that the analysis that the Department of Education had made of the impact of this on the procurement was really not fully detailed. The Department of Education never really probed how the documents had come into the possession of the SRA team member, so they didn't really understand the implications about this other contract. In addition, they said that even though technology had changed and some of the proposals were kind of old, there was still some use to them, utility to them. First of all, they had pricing through 2017 in the proposals. The proposals had current pricing. There were staffing strategies and levels of effort for work that were part of both the old contract and this new order, task order. The analysis had basically treated the individual involved as a low-level employee, but he was actually the CTO of one of the proposed subcontractors for SRA. And GAO held that there really wasn't a good examination or investigation by the Department of Education as to what actually happened with these proposals. How were they used? Who saw them? What was the impact?
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo, a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. And so the fact that it was a complete change in the manner of procurement, going from, I think, an IDIQ type of contract to a series of task orders, didn't really affect that finding.
Not really, because there was significant overlap between, you know, the proposal that was covered by the old contract and the kind of work being done under the incumbent contract and the kind of work that was being done under the new contract.
So what are the lessons learned here then?
Well, the lessons learned are first of all, if an agency learns of a Procurement Integrity Act violation, it needs to perform a thorough investigation and do a thorough analysis. Here, it looks like the Department of Education decided that the proposals were kind of old and things had changed, so there probably wasn't going to be an impact, and they rested their entire analysis on that one factor without really fully considering all the other factors involved. And that was the first lesson. The second lesson was, you know, when you have a situation like this and you perform that kind of analysis, it could turn up other issues like the organizational conflict of interest issue that was also at issue here and where GAO also upheld the protest.
What can an agency reasonably do in a situation like that other than start over? And what can a vendor like SRA do if they are in possession of information they cannot unlearn?
Well, take the questions in opposite order. Deciding when you have to disclose problems like that can be a tricky one. And you know, there's not enough information here to indicate how SRA reached that decision. But certainly you can't criticize it here for having disclosed it. They acted responsibly and as a good contractor probably should in trying to maintain the integrity of the process. So they probably acted real well in this instance. On the other hand, you know, the Department of Education really did not get into this in full detail. Perhaps they should have gone back to SRA and asked more questions, gone back to the team member and asked more questions, gotten more information. That would have certainly helped them here.
In your experience, how often do these kinds of documents end up in the wrong hands?
Very infrequently, and thank goodness for that, because you know, the government relies upon contractors to do studies like this, and the information that's obtained is not secure, then the system is in terrible jeopardy.
Joseph Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll have a link to more about this case and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.